Are there any children that would like to come up for a children's sermon? Hi, Jamie. Hannah, are you coming? I need your help today, Hannah. I want to know something, Hannah, and you too, Jamie. Do you guys have a favorite book of the Bible?
Not me.
Not you? What about you, Jamie? No? You like them all? Every one of them. Well, I don't know about favorite book of the whole Bible, but I can tell you that one of my favorite books in the Old Testament is the Psalms. Have you heard of the Psalms? No? I bet you've heard of the Psalms. I bet you have too. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know that one? One of the things that's neat about the Psalms, if you take a Bible and you open it up right in the middle, guess what do you find? The Psalms. Even though it's in the Old Testament, if you open a Bible, it's right in the middle, it's the Psalms. Maybe your mom can show you. There we go. Well, you know, I was thinking about the Psalms, and you might have heard me mention that we're going to have a class on the Psalms starting on Tuesday night, but I thought, you know, that's not fair to the kids who go to Children in Worship. They probably won't be able to come on a Tuesday night, and so I thought we could do something with the Psalms right now, but I need your help. Do you guys know how to read? Are you learning how to read? Yeah, but I thought, you know, some kids that go to Children in Worship probably don't know how to read yet, so telling them to read the Psalms probably wouldn't be a good idea. But I thought we could memorize one today. What do you think? Are you good at remembering things?
Another song at C-A-T.
Yeah, we can try to memorize a Psalm now. Everybody doesn't have to worry. We're not going to memorize Psalm 119, which is really, really long. Instead, we're going to do Psalm 117, which is the shortest one. Maybe some of the congregation can help us. They could find Psalm 117 in their Bibles. It's kind of right in the middle. So, okay, here we go. There's only two verses, so that's not too bad. And there's maybe four lines or so, maybe five. So it starts out, "Praise the Lord, all you nations." Can you say that? Praise the Lord, all you nations.
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
Very good. Now, do you know what that means? Praise the Lord means we give praise to God. And all you nations, it means every nation on earth. Because God created everyone, all the nations should praise the Lord. Okay, now the next line is, extol him, all you peoples. Now, that sounds, it's a different word, but it really means the same thing. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him. That just means praise him, all you peoples, which also means nations. So can we try that? Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Now, the next verse tells us why we should do that. For great is his steadfast love toward us. The Lord loves us. For great is his steadfast love toward us. Can you say that? For great is his steadfast love toward us. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Can we start from the beginning? Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. And then it ends with, praise the Lord. I tell you what, next week, if you come back and you have that memorized, I'll give you something, a little treat. You don't have to do it up here. You can just find me next week and do it, okay? You want to work on that? All right. Let's bless the children. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.